morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, the festival is well underway.
Yes, it is. And the festival
and
is wonderful.
You're busy.
Yeah.
But you have taken 5 minutes out of your busy schedule to come here and talk about a movie called Raise the Roof, which is going to be playing at the festival on Tuesday, October 27th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So what about this movie?
Raise the Roof is a resplendent, luminous documentary.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite films this year because I've never seen anything like it. Two artists from Massachusetts, Rick and Laura Brown, set out to reconstruct an 18th century synagogue from Poland. Apparently, historically, at that period of time, 200 wooden synagogues were built in Poland, and not a lot is known about why they were built. They were enormous, incredibly beautiful wooden structures with hand painting on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And they were culturally unusual because they had images all over them, which is in violation of the commandments.
Right. I was thinking that.
So these people had very little to work with. They had one synagogue that was fairly well documented in that there were photographs in a book and they were black and white. So to decide on the colors that they were going to paint the roof, they had a color study that someone had done of the roof of one of these 18th century synagogues, and they used that as the basis for their color. The synagogues had been destroyed by the Nazis during the Holocaust. So they really had nothing to work with except these little historical scraps. They went to Poland and they brought students with them. And then Polish people started getting involved in it. And they created this structure by hand in the traditional way that those things were made in the 18th century. There's now a Jewish museum in Poland.
Uh-huh.
And this structure was due to be installed in this new museum because the Polish people are realizing what was lost when they lost Jewish culture. There had been Jewish culture in Poland for 1,000 years, art and music, and it was destroyed. This was supposed to go into a museum, and part of the story is that the structure had to stay outdoors for 2 years while the bureaucracy in Poland got the museum ready. So there was a long delay. And then they had people come to do the hand painting for the indoors. And actually, one of the lead painters moved to San Francisco and works for an organization there called Baycat. She's going to be speaking after the film about her experiences. So we're excited to have her come out and speak.
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions about this, like why all of this figurative painting in a Jewish synagogue?
And why at that period of time?
That particular period of time.
Right. And, you know, it might be something that's lost to history. I don't know, you know, what they'll find out in Poland as more and more people go there to see this. But the Browns themselves were not Jewish. And so it's an interesting story where, you know, the art revived something Jewish, and now Jewish people from all over the world are coming there to see this roof that's standing inside the museum.
So I take this movie is getting international showing.
I think it's getting a lot of exposure at Jewish film festivals, yes.
Right.
And possibly, you know, other kinds of film festivals. It's pretty universal in its appeal.
Maybe an Academy Award nomination for documentary.
I don't know.
Could be. Okay. Well, it sounds like a fascinating movie, and
I think it really is.
I will make it. Let's tell people once again that this is a movie called Raise the Roof, and it sounds really, really interesting. Tuesday, October 27th at 1 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. At the Rialto Cinemas. For information, 528-4222, online, jccsoco.org. Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.